I've never learned to eat those.
They are good.
So if a man has a sore throat, so the inside of his throat's all swollen, you'd say he couldn't eat that meat because he couldn't
swallow.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, a couple other questions I want to get you on here. What do the things that people usually smoke around here that either a
cigarettes
mm-hmm, or short of
cigars?
Mm-hmm. And let's see. We were talking just a minute ago about potatoes and so forth. There's another kind of starchy. You said that, was it your father? Even though he was an Irishman, what was his favorite dish?
Rice.
Rice. Mm-hmm. Mine too. Just like.
He loved rice.
Mm-hmm. And
that went on our table every day that I can remember. He liked rice pudding, he liked rice and anything. And I like rice. I think rice is good.
Too. We were talking about grits
mm-hmm.
a while ago. There's another kind of southern food. It's a dish made from the whole grains of corn after you've leached the outside cover. You know what I'm talking about? South's famous for, say, instead of grinding the corn up, you just leach the whole grains of corn.
Corn in it. Mm-hmm. And you mean eat it like that?
Yes, ma'am. Cook that and eat it.
Did
you ever have hominy or?
Oh yeah, but hominy is.
Is that different from this?
It's different. They used to fix lye hominy, and the way it got the name lye was that it was made in the fireplaces, you know, and it had a little grayish color to it, a little off-white. And this refined hominy you get in cans now is pure white, you know. But the niggers used to come from over the river every spring and bring that lye hominy in buckets and things and set it.
Mm-hmm.
And people bought it from them, you know. But Mama said, Grandma and them used to put them, cover them with ashes, and they cooked that corn. Yeah, you're right about that. And that was, they called it lye hominy. The ashes produced a lye or something.
I haven't had any of that to eat in ages. I'm not even sure I remember what that tastes like.
Uh-huh. Well, have you ever had that white hominy in the cans? I like it. I think it's pretty good. And this Helen Exum, who Edith's father owns, the McDonald's owned the Chattanooga Evening Paper. She has written a cookbook, and they are just wild about this hominy for buffet parties. They have big parties. She makes them, they mold them in a big mixing bowl or something, and puts pimentos in it and fixes it up, and I'm telling you, it's delicious. Mm. And the men just have a fit over it. Served hot at buffets.
Well, I hadn't heard that. I heard, though, that supposedly the end dish since Carter became president is a grit.
It's always been considered a sort of low vegetable, I mean, or whatever you'd call it, because it wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't think about serving it up party, but she does.
The same way with grits, but now I hear that grit souffle is a big dish. I don't know what that
they
is.
They are the best things you ever put in your mouth. You have the best, this bite of cheese in them, and eggs, and milk, and butter, and you bake them in the oven like a casserole, and they are out of this world. They use them for brunches a lot when people combine breakfast and lunch, you know. Mm. My niece had a party when I was up there, and she had a huge thing of that, and everybody just goes for it. It's one of the best things you ever tasted.
Hmm.